Susan Lee is at the helm of a leadership crisis over a split in energy policy between the moderate and right-wing factions of the coalition. This comes at a terrible time for the party, with recent polls hitting record lows of 24%. Speaking at Tamago Aluminium Smelter, the leader of the opposition reiterated the significance of solving this crisis.
We've got a working group which is led by Dan Tehan. It's high on our priority list. It's important. And when we see this government's train wreck energy policy writ large at Tomago Aluminium, we know that it is important that we get this right.
Dr. Stuart Jackson is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney. He is sceptical Susan Lee will be able to hold on to her leadership.
Susan Lee's leadership days were numbered from the moment she took over what is in this moment a poison chalice. Susan Lee is coming in on the back of a very bad result. She has to make up a lot of ground relatively quickly, and it was always going to be a hard ask.
The lack of consensus over a net zero policy marks a change in the identity of the coalition and could, in the long run, lead to a fragmentation of the party.
The real problem is the long-term future of the Liberal Party and the coalition, and indeed the damage it may well do, if you like, to a centrist form of government that the Liberal Party used to espouse. That is, that future energy policy may be driven far more by Trumpian versions than, say, the quite centrist policies of the ALP. So this means that eventually the Liberal Party may become a rump right-wing party that may as well form up with One Nation, and the remnants of the moderates could in fact then join Peel Independence, or a new party might emerge.
The opposition leader has also not ruled out the possibility of adopting a nuclear policy.
Nuclear is a technology that we should consider for the future. We have a policy already to lift the moratorium, which would allow the private sector to enter into energy with respect to nuclear.
However, Dr. Stuart Jackson argues going nuclear will only make energy more expensive.
Super expensive and capital intensive nuclear is not the answer here. It may seem to be a good renewable energy, but it is not. The renewable energy is one that is always renewable, whereas nuclear power, after 30 to 40 years, you build a new power plant, and that is another capital intensive expenditure.
The moderates will not want to give in to the Nationals on this issue, as they see it as paramount to returning to government.
I think the moderates will continue to fight tooth and nail to keep the policy. They see that as the only way to combat the loss of voters to the Teal Independence. If they do give it away to the Nationals, they essentially give away urban areas. The only path back for the coalition is via the cities. If you leave the cities, you become a rump, especially as 75% of people live in cities.
Dr. Maria Teflaga is the director of the Australian Politics Studies Centre at the Australian National University. She expects that in order to keep party unity, the coalition will need to adopt a net zero commitment which has no fixed date attached to it.
Yeah, I think that is the more promising line, simply because it gives the right more of what it wants, which is to not do anything on climate change in the immediate term. But it doesn't really force the hand of the moderates. It is a face-saving way of them, I suppose, staying in the tent.
The coalition have framed the energy issue as being more than cutting down emissions, with reducing prices being a key priority as well.
Our energy policy is about much more than the net zero target. It's about delivering two things: a stable, reliable grid that delivers affordable energy for households and businesses, and Australia playing its role in reducing global emissions responsibly, as we should. As I have said from the beginning, we're not going to accept the government's net zero at any cost. Because when you look at the government's entirety of its energy policy, the one thing it never talks about is cost.
Focusing on fixing the price of energy may be a clever political move for the coalition, as it resonates with a lot of Australians battling with the cost of living.
The thing about climate politics is that it's multidimensional. You know, we're talking about a profound reorganisation of the economy, the labour market, economic systems, environmental systems, and government systems. And to put that into like plain English, that means major social change. And that is why it is being resisted as much as it is, because people are fighting for a way of life or an idea of a way of life, and others are fighting for a new type or a new way of life. And so it is actually in the framing of the subject as to which party is going to be favoured. And the Nationals choosing to potentially frame this issue as a matter of energy prices and cost of living, you know, may actually be incredibly attractive to Australian voters who are continuing to live in a cost of living crisis.
And as for Susan Lee, it seems her survival as leader is up to fate.
I think some sort of extraordinary external shock to that party or the Australian political system would probably be required for Susan Lee to still be there in 2028 when the next election is due.